to you all. This is Bill Zaret with the show today on another Friday morning, leading you into the weekend. So good morning. Good morning to everyone. And finally, kind of easing into this slot, getting used to waking up at the right hour, and more importantly, learning to get to bed at the right hour so that I am not dragging as I do the show. And we finished out that set there with Destination Overdrive, with Chromeo off the DFA remixes, Chapter 2 off Astral Works. And this is being brought to you from the imprint, of course, of DFA. Bunch of heavy hitters here with Junior, Senior, Nine Inch Nails making an appearance, which kind of threw me for a loop, and Uncle. So do check that out. It's on the Astral Works label, DFA imprint. Go to dfarecords.com for more information on this. Destination Overdrive, before that. I'm sorry. ESG before that. That's what I get for getting distracted. ESG, the great ESG out of the Bronx. This is a reissue from their 1993 album, Come Away with ESG. We heard Moody, Spaced Out from the good folks at Soul Jazz. Snowy Red checking in before that with Never Alive from the Right to Die album. One of my favorite Belgian minimal synth outfits. And there are quite a few Belgian minimal synth outfits, so don't try to play smart with me, questioning about my Belgian minimal synth bands. Norman Slant before that with Bowie Zawa from his Saxophone Demonstrations album. An album that I picked up in the dollar bin at the WFMU record fair. A fine album recorded in 1980, 1981 in San Francisco. A bunch of saxophones and synths and clicky drum machines, the way I like it around here. And we opened up the show with David Bowie's Warszawa. It's one of my favorite songs to back announce off the Low album. And right now we're listening to Alvar's Orchester. Really nice Swedish electronic droning action here. This is Organic Wood Trip, 1991-1992, the album off of Ning Disc. And we're listening to Car Sliding. So, right now, I just want to let you all know that you can email me at bz@wfmu.org if you're interested in the podcast that will somehow form at one point during the show. You can go to podcast@wfmu.org. It is known as Raw Sewage. The playlist is active. It's on wfmu.org. Archives at wfmu.org/playlist/bz. Now let me figure out what I'm going to play next. So if you're interested in surprises, stick around. You're listening to WFMU.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bill Durrett back here with you, WFMU. Just heard Goyles, Goyles, and Fripped. Probably the best band name I've heard this year, hands down. And it comes to us from the best label I've heard this year, Being Weird Isn't Enough. And that is oh so true. We heard track three. This is Untitled Electronic Pieces here. And if you want to track this down, it might be hard to find it on Google, but you can email goylesgoylesfripp@gmail.com for more information on this. And To Live and Shave in L.A. started that quick set. And we heard the early 1880s with Noon and Eternity, brand new album from To Live and Shave in L.A. off Menlo Park. The band primarily consists of Tom Smith and now has Rat Bastard, Don Fleming, Chris Gere, Thurston Moore, Mark Morgan, Andrew Wilkes Creer. Yeah, that's right. Andrew Wilkes Creer. You know him as a different name. I'll finish out this the personnel here with Ben Walcott rounding things out. So, To Live and Shave in L.A., not only expanding their musical horizons, but also their personnel as well on this latest album, a four-track release. And behind us now is the Azusa Plain with 1872 off the Jacques Offenbach's opera efforts. And, you know, sad news coming out of Philadelphia. Apparently, Jason D'Amelio, the brain trust behind Azusa Plain, has passed away recently. And not a lot known about what happened. Just some few sketchy details. But sad news. Certainly one of the folks who are at the forefront of the DIY psych scene in Philadelphia in the early 90s, the mid-90s. So I figured this next hour I play some things that always caught my ear from the Azusa Plain. I have Tycho Magnetic Anomaly and the Full Consciousness of Hidden Harmony, a great album that was on Camera Obscura, released in the mid-90s. Also, The Spires of Oxford. I've got the first Azusa Plain 7-inch, which was supposed to be only 10 7-inches, I believe, was the legend, and then Azusa Plain would no longer exist. I think, yes, it actually documents it here, saying, following the 10th volume, the Azusa Plain will disintegrate and cease to exist. As you all know, Doorstep Vinyl, out of Clifton Heights, Pennsylvania, kept churning them out. And also have some Mazarin here, so we'll be hearing some of this right now, here on WFMU. Do stay tuned.